Good afternoon. Milder air continues to flow into interior New York and New England on the heels of a south-southwest breeze that'll be gusty at times through the rest of the day. This will push temperatures into the middle and upper 40s in most places by late afternoon. We'll also run the risk of a few passing rain showers, but also areas of fog and drizzle for the rest of the day. As we get into the night tonight, a cold front will sweep through. The wind will flip from the southwest to the northwest, and colder air will start to slide in. Temperatures will drop back through the 40s and into the 30s overnight, and any leftover rain showers will transition to a few snow showers before ending by sunrise tomorrow. This will set us up for a blustery and colder day on Wednesday with in-and-out sunshine. Temperatures will only manage to get into the middle 30s. In fact, even colder air will come in tomorrow night, and on Thursday, highs will stay in the 20s despite mostly sunny skies. At this point, we'll track a warm front in our direction on Thursday night. With cold air in place by Friday morning, we could get some snow or even sleet and freezing rain for Friday morning's commute. Gradually, temperatures should climb above freezing across the area on Friday afternoon with widespread rain showers. By Friday night and into the day Saturday, even milder air will work its way in ahead of the brunt of the next storm, and there's a good chance of a steady rain on Saturday with highs reaching into the upper 40s. Colder air will sweep in behind that system also on Sunday, highs still around 40 with a mix of sun and clouds, and right now we do see the prospects of some precipitation on Christmas Day for Monday. Right now it's still in question whether this will be rain or snow or a mixture with high temperatures in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, coastal rain and elevation snow across the northwest will increase in coverage today as a strong cold front pushes onshore. Heavy snowfall is likely across the Washington and Oregon Cascades as well as portions of the northern Rockies. Winter storm warnings are in effect in these ranges where as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow is forecast. As the front moves eastward through the western United States, it'll usher in colder air where it may change precipitation from rainfall into snow or a rain-snow mix, including in Seattle. By tomorrow, the moisture supply weakens, but generally light accumulating snow will spread into much of the Great Basin, the Rockies, the Northern Plains, and eventually the upper Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop north of a warm front lifting across the Gulf Coast states. Heavy rainfall will be possible along the boundary from northeast Texas into southern Tennessee today, where there is a marginal to slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. Isolated severe thunderstorms are also possible, as indicated by the Storm Prediction Center. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Pembroke Pines and Fort Myers, both in Florida, to a low of 17 below zero at Big Black River in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy, lower 50s, Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with a few rain showers and some drizzle with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 54 set in 1895, and the record low 13 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy, with some rain and snow showers through the afternoon, with temperatures reaching into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy, with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain showers, fog, and drizzle today, temperatures in the upper 40s. Cloudy with a few rain showers tonight, perhaps some snow showers before it dries out, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers this afternoon, temperatures in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy with rain showers changing to snow showers tonight, lows around 30. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain showers, fog, and drizzle this afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with a few rain showers changing to snow showers overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers, also areas of fog and drizzle today, with temperatures in the mid-40s. Cloudy with a few rain showers tonight, perhaps a few snow showers, and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, turning colder, mid-30s, mostly sunny and cold on Thursday in the upper 20s. Some light snow Friday morning, perhaps mixed precipitation changing to rain showers in the upper 30s. A good chance of rain Saturday, upper 40s. Dry on Sunday near 40, and a chance of snow or mixed precipitation on Christmas for Monday, and highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.